Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Hello, listeners. Welcome to 2022. May it be a year of good health for all and a good year of recovery for all. We are now recording from Cincinnati, Ohio, my hometown. I am now back in Cincinnati and working at the Cincinnati Veteran Affairs Medical Center, continuing the role as a physiatrist, as a rehabilitation physician, primarily doing outpatient work, both in all forms of neurologic rehab and also in general rehabilitation as well. And looking forward to continuing this podcast from Cincinnati, Ohio. So first question of the year in 2022, we'll go like this. So question, after my traumatic brain injury, I continue to suffer with aphasia. Are there any procedures to do at home that can speed up the recovery of aphasia? I see a speech therapist twice per week, and he told me to use a certain app. Are there any other useful apps that will help? Answer. First off, for our listeners, aphasia is an issue where people have trouble speaking, whether it's getting words out in that form of speaking or receptive language issues where it's hard to understand what is being said to the person. Aphasia makes communication very challenging in this case. There are many different types of aphasias, and often with these types of aphasias, there can be many kind of mixed types, meaning just because the injury was to one part of the brain, which traditionally causes one type of aphasia, someone can have a mixed picture of whether it's a receptive or understanding type of aphasia or problems with communicating certain words, which could also be due to aphasia. Another challenge that can occur in trying to rehabilitate an aphasia is, especially after a TBI, people can have learning difficulties. So not only now is one challenge with language issues, but actual learning and focusing and practicing can be challenging, which can also make the therapy for aphasia even harder. So first off, it's great you're working with a speech therapist. There are many different types of apps out there that can be used for brain training, as we've talked about in past podcasts. And I'm not going to speak about one specific app versus another. There are many good ones out there. The idea is that you're going to be working with your brain, working with your language to improve it over time. Just like someone who wants to get stronger might do 2 push-ups on day 1, 4 push-ups on day 2, 5 push-ups on day 3, etc., etc. It's like building a muscle, and it's going to take time. But we do know that the more that you're practicing with language, whether it's using an app, talking with people, whatever it might be, the more likely you will have some level of recovery. There are also some medications that have been found to possibly help with aphasia. There's some research studies and evidence out there. Obviously, like we've talked about before, it's not like using an antibiotic to get rid of strep throat, for example. Medications such as Aricept, which is an acetylcholinase inhibitor. Basically, it increases certain brain chemicals in your brain, which might help with improving aphasia. There's also some research that medications that increase dopamine in the brain might help with aphasia. Again, this is something you should speak with your physician about doing a trial of, if it makes sense in the overall picture of your overall health and if you're on any other sorts of medications and such. As we discussed, it might be a learning issue that's making it harder for you to recover from your aphasia. So it could be you might need other medications that help you focus and give you attentional abilities or processing abilities to help you recover with your aphasia. So again, to summarize, keep practicing, whether it's using various applications, seeing your speech therapist for goal-directed therapies, and possibly considering medications. But don't give up. Keep trying. And hopefully you'll make more and more and more recovery. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.